The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen ve'amen.
Amen. Today's daf is being studied in Nishmat Manat Zekanati Yafa Batzarav and Nishmat Rabbi Abraham Ben Esther Ruach Hashem Tanichem Began Eden Amen. Today's daf is being studied in Rifu'ah Shel Rabbi Moshe Ben Dina and Rifu'ah Shel Rabbi Moshe Ben Dina and Rifu'ah Shel Rabbi Moshe Ben Dina and Rifu'ah Shel Rabbi Moshe Ben Dina Amen. Begin today's daf on Tzadi Bet Amud Rishon, starting from the Mishnah. Af Al Pi Shehu Noten Lo En Nemhal Lo Ad Shibakesh Memenu, which means even though he makes the payments and damaged, say paid for the damages and he paid for the embarrassment and he made all the reparations, however, person is not forgiven until he asks for mechila. It's not enough just to make the payments. He has to ask for forgiveness. Shene emar, like we learned by Avraham Avinu, it says, Ve'ata hashev eshet, etc. And the pasuk says, Ve'itpalel ba'adka v'chayeh. This was referring to Avimelech. When Avimelech took Sarah Imenu, so Borei Olam says, return Sarah, return this lady back to Avraham, and let him pray for you that you should live. Which means not enough that he would make Teshuvah to return Sarah. He had to appease Avraham enough that Avraham would pray for Avimelech in order that he should be forgiven and the makot that God gave him should go away. So you see already that it's not enough just to pay somebody for the damages that you damaged them. You have to also ask for forgiveness and get mechilah. Uminayin she'im lo mahal lo shu akhzari. How do we know that if the person does not accept forgiveness? No, I don't forgive you. How do we know he's considered a cruel person? Shene emar. Vayitpalel Avraham el ha'elohim, vayirpa Elohim et Avimelech. So you see Avraham Abinu, even though Avimelech did a great thing against him, but you see Avraham Avinu acquiesced and he prayed for Avimelech, like Lord Baruch Hu brought a refuah to Avimelech. And therefore, you see that he was mochel. And therefore everybody that gets embarrassed or somebody that's damaged should follow Avraham Avinu's way. And when the person asks for forgiveness, you shouldn't be cruel, but what he should give proper mechilah. Good. There's a Gemara that says, "Kol menachem al b'riyot, v'yadua shehu mizarcho shel Avraham Avinu." Gemara Betzara. Anybody that's menachem al b'riyot, rest assured, you know he comes from the lineage of Avraham Avinu. That's one of the signs of Klal Yisrael. That you see, he had mercy on Sedom, he had mercy on Avimelech. So that's the way we're supposed to take as well. Comes the Gemara and continues. HaOmer, a person says, Same et eini, Kata et yadi, Shevor et ragli, Hayav. Person tells his friend, take out my eye, cut my hand off, cut my leg off. And the guy did it. Doesn't matter, still Hayav. Just because your friend told you you're able to damage, does not give you permission, and therefore you're still going to have to pay. Al menat liftor, even if he added the words, damage me on condition that you'll be patur. Meaning, don't worry, you won't have to pay. Doesn't matter. He's still going to be hayav, the Mishnah says. Kera et kisuti, but if he tells him, rip my clothes. Shaber et kaddi, break my jug. Hayav. However, if he says, al menat liftor, break it and you'll be patur, then already indeed the Mishnah says he is patur. So there's a difference when you say amenat when it comes to the body, or you say amenat when it comes to the kelim. Okay, which means Mefashim say Adam asu levater on mamono. A person can be mevater on his money. V'lachin nashayem bazik tekabel et dvrei nizak kemashmaam. However, when it comes to his body, he has no rights to do such a thing, and he's going to have to pay. Okay. Comes the Mishnah and continues. Aseh ken le'ish peloni al menat leftor. Which means, person says, go damage so-and-so, and you'll be patur. So it says, hayav ben begufo ben bemamono. Then we don't even make a chinuk. Whether it's on his body you damaged, or his money, of course, he's going to have to pay. Okay. He says, Barur, she'en adam musmach levater al gufo umamono shel zulato. That guy has no right to forgive the mamon of somebody else. ולכן פשוט שאין ממש בתנאי שמתנה זה לפתור את המזיק בדמי עינו או דמי כסותו. אבל כוונת המשנה היא שהמצווה אמר על מנת שאשלם. That's the case where the guy says, I'll pay. Right? I'll pick it up. And don't worry about it. אלא שנקטה המשנה על מנת לפתור, it just gave the same language as the first case. But this case is a little more. And still, it's still asur. You see, now the first guy still has to pay. The damage still has to pay. Okay, now Tanu Rabbana, kol elu she'amnu deme boshto. All this that we said above in the last Mishnah, that if you embarrass somebody, you have to pay 400 zuz, and all these cases and things like that. If you spit in front of somebody, or if you cause an embarrassment, that was only for the boshet. However, avat sa'aro, but the emotional pain that you caused the person by embarrassing him. Even if you brought all the sacrifices in the world, and nevayot is a type of sacrifice. Ayil is a ram, and nevayot is a certain type of sacrifice. So even if you would bring all of these in the world, see nevayot, he says, was the first born of Yishmael was nevayot. And it seems they used to raise sheep. So therefore they said, even if you bring all the Elen Nevayot, all the sheep of Nevayot, the one that used to raise the sheep, Enon Nimhal, lo, you're not forgiven, Ad Sheivakesh Memenu, until you ask from the person that you embarrassed, Mechila. Shnei Emar, Hashev Eshet Ha'ish Ki Navihu, V'yitpalel Ba'adcha. Remember the story over there, which the Mishnah mentioned, which we'll just review it again, that was by Avimelech, when Avraham Avinu went to Pilishtim, and they asked about who this lady was, and Avraham Avinu said, oh, it's his sister. And then what happened? Avimelech took Sarah into the palace, and all of a sudden God tells Avimelech, go give back this lady, she's Eshet Ish. And then Avimelech comes back to Avraham Zai, didn't know. You told me that she's your sister, and she confirmed it. How was I supposed to know? Hagoykam Sadiq Taharog. Are you going to kill a Sadiq? I didn't do anything. And so on and so forth. Now the Gemara is going to analyze this story. The first thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avimelech is, give back the Hashem Eshta Ishki Naviyu V'yitpalil Ba'adkat. So you see, it's not enough that you return it to him. He's got to pray for you. You have to appease Avraham enough that he's going to pray for you. So it's not enough just to make the reparations. But the question of the Gemara is, the Eshet Navi Ba'e Ahadure, Eshet Acher Lo Ba'e Ahadure, but only because Sarah is a wife of a prophet, that's why you have to return? And if she wasn't the wife of a prophet, you wouldn't have to return her? Mm-hmm. Why does the Pasuk have to say, Ki Navihu? Ki Navi. And if it wasn't a Navi, what? The Eshet Ish is Mutar? Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonatan. The way you read the Pasuk is like this, Hashev Eshet Ish Mikol Makom. Period. Return the Eshet Ish just because the fact she's married. Udeka Amart. Oh, and regarding to what you said, Avimelech, Hagoy Gam Tzadik Taharog. Your claim was, what, are you going to kill a Tzadik? Yeah, how was I supposed to know? Halo Amali Achotihi. He told me that it was a sister. Vihi Gamhi Amra Ahiyu. And she also confirmed and said, what? That he is my brother. So then to that, the Kadosh Baruch Hu comes along and tells Avimelech, Navihu, Avraham Avinu is a prophet. And as one of the jobs as a prophet is, he goes around and he teaches Derech Eretz to people. Avraham Avinu is an ethical man. He knows the proper Derech Eretz, that's what he does. Uchvar Limed, and one of Avraham's teachings were, Achsenai, Sheba la'ir, a guest that comes to a city. What's the first question you ask him? Do you have a place to eat? Do you need something to drink? Was the first thing they start to ask him about who the girl is, about his wife. Which is Avraham Avinu knew the proper ethics because he's an Avi. So right away when he came into the town and the first thing you did was to say, who's the girl? He knew right away there's no Yirat Shamayim in this place. Because he knows he's an Avi. He knows the proper Derech Eretz. And he knew that he was in danger now. Because they were looking at his wife. It's not the first question you ask. So therefore he had no choice but to come along and make a ruse that he did in order to protect. Therefore he was Anus. So that's what it means, Ki Navihu. He's an Avi and he knows the ethics. And he knows what's right and what's wrong. And when he heard this question, right away he knew that there's no Yirat Shamayim over here. You don't ask that first. So therefore he had to protect. Mikan, what do you learn from here? Also the Gemara says, Neben Noach Sheneherag Shehaya lo lelmod velo lamad. That we see over here that if a Ben Noah commits an Avera, even though let's say he didn't know that it was Asur, he's still Chayav. Why? Because he should have learned, which means in this case of Avimelech, he didn't know really. He thought it was a brother. He thought that Sarah was a sister. But Kadosh Baruch Hu came along and said, you're really ra'ui to die, because you should have learned the Derech Eretz. But I didn't know the Derech Eretz, doesn't matter. Ben Noach, hayalo lelmod velo lamad. And therefore, you should have known that you don't ask that question. You should have known that that's a mistake, but I never learned it. So what? Next time learn it. Which means ignorance is not a reason to exempt a Ben Noach when it comes to the laws. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do anyway to Avimelech? He punished him. What does the Pasuk say? Ki atzor atzar Hashem. The end of the Pasuk says, Be'ad kol lechem lebet Avimelech. God closed them up. Atzor atzar. He closed them up. In which way? Amar Rabbi Elazar, Shtei atzirot halalu. These two atzor atzar, what did he do? What were these two closings? Lama, Ahat be'ish shechvat zera, which is the shechvat zera pipe in a man, got closed up. Shtayim be'isha, and two in a lady. Number one, the shekvat zera, pipe of the lady, got closed up. And the Gemara says that Isha also has shekvat zera. Veleda. And the ladies in Avimelech's house that were supposed to give birth, the babies never came out. The babies stayed, even the ladies that were due, the babies did not come out. So that's what it is. Atzor, atzar. Atzor, atzar is shekvat zera for the man, shekvat zera for the lady. Be'ad kol rechem, that's referring to the ladies that were pregnant. Be'matnita tana shtayim bi'ish. Shekvat zera uktanim. Shlosha b'isha, shechvat zera, uchtanim veleda. The Braita adds another closing up, that the ketanim, they were not able to urinate. So you have shechvat zera, no ketanim, and no giving birth. Ravina amar shalosh b'ish, shechvat zera, ketanim u'pitabat. Pitabat is from the back. Which means they weren't able to have gedolim either. They were totally constipated. Arba'a b'isha, and four by the lady, shekvat zera, leda, ketanim upita baat. Pita baat again is the backside of the person. That's the way the Gemara calls. Ve'ad kol rechem. It says all the rechem. Amre deber Rabbi Yanai. Was kol rechem. What's the kol rechem coming to say? Afilu tanegonet shel bet Avimelech lo etila betzata. Even the chickens of Avimelech stop laying eggs. Punishment for what Avimelech did to Sarah Emenu. Amar le Rava le Rabba Bar Mori. Where do we learn this principle that the rabbis taught? How do we know that if a person prays for his friend and he needs that exact item that he's praying for his friend, that he gets answered first? Amar le dichtiv. One pasuk I learned from Iyov. Vashem shav et shevut Iyov bit palelo be'ad re'ehu. It says Iyov had friends. His friends were Eliphaz Temani, Beldad Ashuhi, and Sofer Na'amati. They came to visit Iyov when he was going through his hard times. But what happened? They consoled him, but they also needled Iyov also. They made a consolation, but it also caused Eeyore pain, the way they rebuked him, and they gave him a musar, and Borei Olam punished the friends of Eeyore as a result of their the way they talked to Eeyore. So Iyov prayed for his friends. And it says, Iyov got answered first. So you see, even Iyov is also suffering. But he prayed for his friends, and therefore it says that God answered with palido be'adri'ehu. Since he prayed for his friends on something that he himself needed, because he was also in pain, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him first. Amar le at amart mehatam. You say it from over there, from Iyov. Ve'ana amina mehaka. And I say it from here, from the story that we just read. Ve'itpalil Avraham el Elohim. Avraham prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'yirpa Elohim et Avimelech. Ve'tishto ve'amotav. And the end of the pasuk says, Ve'yeledu. And they gave birth. So Avraham Avinu was praying that Avimelech's family should be able to give birth, even though Sarah and Menu needed the same thing. So therefore, what does it say? Uchti v'ashem pakad et Sarah ka'asher amar. Ka'asher amar Avraham el Avimelech. Which means that it says v'ashem pakad, it's a past tense. Which means that Sarah already got pregnant first. Which means already God answered Avraham first, because he was praying for Avimelech for something that he himself needed. V'ashem pakad et Sarah ka'asher amar. What's it ka'asher amar? Ka'asher amar Avraham. That what? When he said Avraham to Avimelech, he prayed for that item and he needed it himself. So therefore you see that you get answered first. It doesn't say Vayifkod et Sarah. It says Vashem Pakad. That's why he got answered first. It was that's in the past tense. Amar le Rava le Rabba Bar Mori. Minan amilta de amre inche. Where do we learn the following statement that the people say? Badehutsa lake kiraba. Which means where the kotz is like the thorn, that's where the cabbage gets damaged. Which means when a person is going to pull out a thorn, let's say that's growing next to the cabbage. So what happens is sometimes you pull out the cabbage as well. Which means sometimes the neighbors of the rasha also get damaged. When they're trying to pluck the Rasha out, anybody that's around the Rasha sometimes also gets damaged. When you have the thorn next to the cabbage patch, right? So you're pulling out the thorn, but sometimes when you're pulling out the thorn, the cabbage also gets damaged. Similarly, the people that live next to the Rasha'im, they also get damaged just by association. Amale dichtiv, because the Pasuk says, Lama tarivu elai. The Pasuk says, why are you saying that you haven't sinned? Kulechem pesha'atem bi ne'um Hashem. Wow. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to the prophet Yirmiyah. So God tells Yirmiyah, why are you saying that you didn't sin? Kulechem pesha'atem bi. Including Yirmiyah. Since Yirmiyah was associated with the Rishayim of Klal Yisrael, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu indicts Yirmiyah as well, Kulechem Peshatem Bi. So you see, he's part of the situation. The Tzaddik gets affected by the deeds of the Rishayim. That she says, Kulechem Peshatem. Af HaNavi B'mashma. Even the Navi is included. Amar Leh, At Amart Mehatam, Ve'ana Amina Mehacha. The Pasuk says that when Moshe Rabbeinu came out to rebuke the Jewish people that collected the man on Shabbat, right? They weren't supposed to collect the man. So the pasuk is Ad Ana Me'antem Nishmor Mitzvotai VeTorotai. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually says Me'antem is including everybody, Moshe, Aharon, or the tzaddikim. He didn't only say Datan VeAviram, the ones that actually committed the sin. Ad Matay Me'antem, until when are you going to refuse to fulfill my mitzvot? So you see that when the Rasha commits a sin, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu indicts, even the tzaddikim that are there get held responsible. As she says, Ad matay me'antem Moshe ve'aharon bichlal. That Moshe ve'aharon were indeed included. Amar le Rava bar Mori. It says Ketiv, it says by Yosef. When Yaakovinu came down to Mitzrayim and he presented the Shivatim in front of Paro. So the pasuk says, "Umikse ehav." That's the weakest of the brothers. Lakach hamisha anashim. He took five of the brothers, Yosef, and he presented them in front of Paro. Man ninu hamisha. Who were these five brothers that Yosef presented in front of Paro?
Amar le'ache, Amar b'Yohanan, otam shukhpelu b'shemot.
Remember when Moshe Rabbeinu was blessing the Shevatim before he died, there are five tribes that he mentioned the names of the tribes twice. Let's review those.
Yev Zevulun, Velizbulun Amar, Semach Zevulun b'setecha.
Okay? So that's twice.
You have Gad, Ulgad Amar, Baruch Marhiv Gad, Uldan Amar, Dan Gur Aryeh, Ul-Naftali Amar, Naftali Sevar Ason, Ul-Asher Amar, Baruch Banim Asher.
So the rabbis tell us that these five Shevatim were the weakest of the Shevatim. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu had to give them a double blessing in order to give them strength. So those are the ones that Yosef brought to Paro, because he didn't want Paro to choose the tribes to become, you know, his generals and army and all that. So he said, hey, here's the Shevatim. So he said, ah, they're weak. So therefore, he let them go. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, at the end of his life, doubled the names of these people to give them an extra strength and extra beracha. So the Gemara says, wait, you're telling me that all these five, but there was a sixth one. Who was the sixth one?
Yehuda nameh achpu lemichpal.
Yehuda's name also was doubled. It says, Vezot Yehuda.
Shema Hashem kol Yehuda.
So it says it twice. The Gemara says, and then we know he wasn't the weakest one. Adra, we know Yehuda was the strongest one. Yehuda was the Gibor Sheba Achim. He was the Melech.
Amale lemiltehu de'ichfal.
Now his name was repeated for something else. He had a different issue. What was Yehuda's issue?
Damar Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonatan, my dichtiv, Yehir Uven ve'al yamot vihi metav mispar.
The pasuk says that when Moshe Rabbeinu was blessing the Shevatim before he died, he blessed Reuven first, and then he blessed Yehuda. The Gemara wants to know, the Chavrat's out of order. Reuven and Shimon. Why does he bless Reuven first, and then Yehuda? And what did he bless Reuven?
Yehi Reuven ve'al yamot.
Let Reuven live, and he should not die.
Ve'imetav mispar.
And he should have much descendants. He should have a lot of family.
Ve'zot Yehuda.
And this is for Yehuda. So the Gemara wants to know, according to the Seder, it's out of order. Why did the Uven go first and then Yehuda?
It says, Kol otan arba'im shana shayu yisrael b'midbar.
Because the 40 years the Jewish people were in the Midbar.
Hayu atzvotav shel Yehuda megulgalin ba'aron.
The bones of Aaron were rattling in the coffin. They took the bones of all the Shevatim out with them from Egypt. But the bones of Yehuda was shaking for 40 years in the coffin, which means his bones, they were not connected. The limbs were not connected.
Ad sheba Moshe ubikesh rachamim,
until Moshe Rabbeinu came and requested rachamim on behalf of Yehuda.
Amar lefanav, Ribbono shel olam, mi garam le'Reuven sheyodeh?
Who caused Reuven to make teshuvah for his sin that he switched his father's bed? That he moved his father's bed out of the tent of Bilha, and he put it into the tent of his mother Leah. That was considered a sin. Who caused Reuven to make teshuvah?
Yehuda.
Because when Yehuda made teshuvah for the sin of Tamar, so Reuven saw the power of making teshuvah, so he also was inspired to make teshuvah. So it says, Yehi Reuven. Why is Reuven going to live?
Vezot Yehuda.
Because it's because of Yehuda. And therefore, just like Reuven got answered, you have to give credit to Yehuda, because he was the one that caused Reuven.
And the Gemara says,
which means, does it make sense that Reuven that made Teshuvah on account of Yehuda, he should live, but Yehuda should not? Vizot Yehuda. Yehuda was the impetus. So therefore, he should also live.
So therefore, right away, when he said that, Miyad Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda.
Which means, it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard the prayers of Yehuda. It's like, it's as if Yehuda was praying for himself. And what happened?
Al bare leshafa.
Which means the bones went back into their sockets. Immediately the bones in the gray, in the coffin, started to click back into position.
Lo avu kamaske limitifta dirkiya.
Problem was,
they didn't let Yehuda in Yeshiva Shel Ma'ala. In the upper world, they didn't let him into the Yeshiva. He was like still in Nidui. So it says, Moshe Rabbeinu prayed, Vezot Yehuda, Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda, Ve'el Amo Tevi'enu. Which means, let him go into his people. Which means, to the Hakamim that are like him, that died before him, let him enter into the Yeshiva. So it says, good, they let him in, Tevi'enu. They let him into the Yeshiva. Lo Abayada, my Kamri Rabbanan. But he couldn't follow the conversation. He didn't understand what they were talking about in the Shemaim, or the Devre Torah. Nor was he able to, you know, go back and forth and hold conversation with the big Tamidi Achamim. So Moshe Rabbeinu prays, Yadav Rav Lo, that he should have power to fight in Torah. Rav, like Riv. He should have the power to fight and battle the Torah. Lo Abbas Sadiq Leshmat. So it worked. But what? Lo Abbas Sadiq Leshmat Etali Badil Cheta. But whatever he said, he wasn't saying the right halachot. Every time he said halachas, halachas not like you. So therefore he prayed, Ve'ezer Misarav Tihyeh, that they should give him aid from his adversaries, that he should have. That what? The halacha should be like him. And sure enough, the halacha ended up becoming like him as well. Let's read the Shi now to get the clarity of this story. Start from Utam Shukhpelu Shemotam. See the Shi, Utam Shukhpelu Shemotam? בברכת משה דן זבולון גד ואשר ונפתלי הודיעך כתוב שחלשים שבכולן היו וסליחין חיזוק. Those were the five weakest tribes that needed חיזוק. לפיכך כפל את שמם. He repeated their names, the חזקם. ואותם הביא יוסף לפני פרעו כדי שלא יברור אותם להיות ראשי גייסות ולטריחם. So he picked the five weakest so that פרעו will not choose them. כל השבטים יצאו עצמותיהם ממצרים. All the tribes, their bones left מצרים. ונקברו בארץ ישראל, שנאמר, ועליתם את עצמותיי מזה אתכם. When Yosef HaSadiq tells the brothers, take my bones out with yours, implying that the bones of the שבטים left Egypt as well. משמע שאף עצמותם מעלו, ולא נכתב יוסף, אלא ליהודיעך שבחו של משה. The only reason why it says they took out Yosef's bones is just to show us the praise of Moshe Rabbeinu. That when everybody else was involved in Kiryat Yam Suf taking the spoils, Moshe involved himself in the bones of Israel. But really, everybody took their shevet outside of Egypt. Now, why were the bones of Yehuda? What sin did Yehuda do that his limbs were rattling in the coffin? So that she says, Lo haya shildo kayemet, his spine was not intact. Umechobarot b'pne nidui. Because Yaakov Avinu put him in Nidui, excommunicated. When? The Kamal of Yaakov, Imlo Avienu Elecha, the Hatat Elecha Kol Hayamin. Remember when Yehuda brought Binyamin down to Egypt? Yaakov said something's going to happen to him. He said, if something happens to him, you can take away my Olam Abba. Now, even though he brought back Binyamin, but when a tzaddik says something, his words are so powerful that even if he fulfills his condition, it happens. And therefore, even though he said, you can put me in Nidui forever, it happened. So she says, even though he fulfilled the condition, he brought Binyamin back. Nafka lam b'masichet Makot kelelat chacham afilu al tenai hiba'a. The curse of a chacham, even on condition, comes true. And therefore he cursed himself. And it came true. Migalam l'Reuven. Next Rashi, Midrash Agadah v'Betanchuma, Mekevan Sheyehuda Yehuda v'Amad Tzadka Memeni. When Yehuda admitted against the sin of Tamar, and he said, she's right, Amad Reuven v'Amar Ani Bilbalti Yitzrei Avi. Reuven got up and said, you know what, if he can admit his sin, I can admit my sin as well. And therefore he caused Reuven to make Teshuvah. Zot Yehuda. Leshafa nechnas kol etzim v'tchabed l'mkomo. Okay, then the bones all of a sudden connected again. And all of a sudden, after Moshe Rabbeinu prayed, so then even the words of Yehuda became accepted in the Shamayim. So that's the connection why Moshe Rabbeinu prayed for Reuven and then for Yehuda. Amale Rabba Rabba Bar Mori. Binana Miltada Amre Inche. Where do we have a source for the following statement that Hachamim said? Batar Anya. Azla aniyuta basically means the poor get poorer. How do we know that saying that the poor get poorer? Amale ditnan. We know it from the law of Bikurim. Ashirim mivim Bikurim biklatot shezahav shel kesef. Va'anihim b'saleh nesarim shel alava chilufa.
So when they used to bring the first fruits to Jerusalem, the rich man brings the Bikurim in a basket made out of gold and made out of silver. And the poor people, they bring it made out of like aravot, made out of like the willow trees, the aravot, and the hasalim, the bikurim, notim, the kohanim.
So it says the aniim, they give the basket plus the fruit to the kohanim,
whereas the rich guy, he just gives the fruit to the kohen, and the kohen gives him back his basket. So you see, the poor get poorer. So not only does he lose his fruit, but he loses his basket as well. And he takes the basket. So you see, batar ani yuta, azar yuta.
She says, "Hasanim." The bottom is on the page. Hasanim v'bikurim notim lakohen v'ashirim v'ayu notim kinatuten lakohen. So you see from over here that the poor get poorer.
Now we have to understand this. Well, the Torah is being cruel on the ani. So the pshat is because it's to his credit. The rich man, he bought his basket in the store. So therefore, it's not a labor of love. So therefore, the Kohen says, you can take your basket back. But the Ani, he made his basket homemade. And therefore, this is not. This is not really to be brought to Kadosh Baruch Hu, because you made an effort into the basket. So therefore, even though we're taking the basket, it's a compliment to the Ani, that his labor and his work is more accepted and more hashub, more important, than the rich man just bringing an expensive basket that he did not toil in.
Amale at amart mehatamia. You brought a proof from there. The ana amina mehacha.
I'm going to bring it from the law of the tzara'at. The pasuk says when you have a mitzorah, so the mitzorah has to go outside of the camp. On the way outside, on the way that he's going outside of the camp, it says
v'tame tame yikra.
He has to scream, "I am tame, I am tame," which is in order that people will not come close to him, so they will not become there. So it's not enough that he has tzara'at, but to add insult to injury, he has to scream, "Tameh, Tameh." So the poor get poorer. He has one problem, and now it's compounded. He has to scream, "Tameh."
And she says, "Lo top line, lo dai, lo nega." Not enough that he has his nega. Ela shemivayesh et atzmo al korcho etila v'katuv chobad.
What? He has to embarrass himself in order to protect himself from the
The people should be protected from him. Where do we know this statement that the rabbi said, "Hashkem ve'echol," which means be careful to eat breakfast, which means in the summer the breakfast will protect you from the heat, and in the winter the eating the breakfast will protect you from the cold. How do we know that? The Amri Inshan, the rabbis also tell us, Shittin Rahute Rahut, Velo Matule Gabla, the Mitzafra Karach, which means 60 people will run after one person, but they will not able to catch the guy that eats his bread in the morning. Shittin Rahute Rahut, 60 people will chase one person, but they will not reach up, they will not catch up to the guy. Velo matul gabra, the mitzafrada from the morning karach ate his bread. So how do you know that eating the bread, the pat shachrit, in the morning is very, very important? Dichtiv, because it says, and the pasuk over the Jewish people at the end of time, lo yirabu, velo yisma'u, velo yakem sharav vashamesh. Says they will not be hungry, they will not be thirsty, and they will not be affected by the heat of the sun. Why? So it's mashmashma over here that it's mashmashma, it's like a condition. If they won't be hungry, meaning if they eat their breakfast, if they eat their pat shachrit, then already the sun will not affect them. So you see, eating their pat shachrit is the very good. Amale at amart mehatam. You learned it from over there. The ana amina mehacha. The pasuk says in Shemot, I'm going to read the whole pasuk. Va'abatem et Hashem Elohechem, uberach et lachmecha, ve'et memecha, ve'asoreti mahala mekerbecha. I'm going to bless your bread and water, and I'm going to remove sickness from your midst. Va'abatem et Hashem Elohechem. What does it mean you can serve God? Zu kriyat shema utfilah. The first you have to say kriyat shema utfilah. Uberach et lachmecha ve'et memecha. Then what do you do after kriyat shema utfilah? God blesses your bread. Zu pat memelach. That's, you have a little bread with salt, the kiton shemayim, and a little jug with water, which you got to eat. After you pray, You have a little bread, you have a little water. And then what does the pasuk say? Mikad ba'irach, v'asiroti mahalam mikirbecha. I will remove the sickness from your midst. Betanya mahala zumara. This sickness that God was referring to is the sickness called mara. A Kadosh Baruch Hu will save a person from that. What's exactly mara? Something in the bladder. Okay. V'lama nikra shema mahala. And why do they call it mahala? Sheshmonim u'shlosha cholaim yesh ba. Mahala gematria has 83. There are 83 different sicknesses that are connected to the gallbladder, and by eating pat shachrit, Borei Olam saves you from all 83. Vasiruti mahala mikabecha. All 83 sicknesses are saved by eating bread for shachrit. Mahala b'gematria achuavu. Gemara says the mahala gematria is that v'chulan pat b'melach shachrit v'kiton shemayim batelan, and all these sicknesses. Little bread with salt in the morning and little water is levetet. Amar le Ravada Rabba Bar Mori. Minna milta adam urbanan. How do we know this statement that the rabbi said? Havrach kariach hamara ukafa legabach mush. If your friend calls you a hamor, take the saddle off your back. Again, Havircha Kariach Hamara. If your friend calls you a Hamor, Ukfa Ligabach, the saddle off your back, take, which means, don't answer him back, accept it. Okay, I'm a Hamor. Take the saddle off your back, which means don't get into an argument. Okay? Accept his premise. Amale Dikhtiv. Because the Pasuk says, when the Malach came to Hagar, after Sarah threw Hagar, at the house, Vayomar, Hagar Shifchat Sarai, Imzebat, Vanatelechi, where are you coming from? Vatomen Mepene Sarai Givirti, Anochi Borahat. But I'm running away from Sarah. Now, the Malach refers to Hagar as Vayomar, Hagar Shifchat Sarai. Now, Hagar could have came along and said, what do you mean? I'm not Shifchat Sarai, because she ran away. I'm my own person. But you see what? She didn't answer back, which means when somebody calls you something, accept it. So even though Hagar held, she was the Gevirit. And now the Malach says, hey, Shifchat Sarai, where are you going? Where are you coming from? And Hagar didn't answer back. Hey, why are you calling me Shifcha? I'm not a Shifcha. Ela what? Somebody calls you Hamor. He accepted. So you see, you learned that from him. So that's to the praise of Hagar. Look at Rashi. Third line in Rashi. Ukhfa legabech mush. Kilomar, tol ukaf shel hamor vasireu elecha. Oh, vesim oto al gabecha. I said it differently. He's saying differently. Which is, somebody calls you hamor, take the saddle and put it on your back. I said, like, take it off your back. Well, to put it on your back. Kilomar oda lidvarav, right? He agreed to what he says. Ve'al ta'anehu, don't answer. Mush lashon lo yamish. Aha. Kilomar hasireu elecha, which is, take it to you. Do not let the saddle leave you. Shifchat Sarai amar la vi'anta Sarai givirti. She answers back, I am running away from Sarai givirti. So she admitted, she didn't get into a whole dialogue over there. Next one, amar le Rav Rabba Bar Mori. It's the sixth question he asked. Where do we know the following statement that the people say? Which means, a deficiency that you have, admit it yourself first before somebody else has to point it out. Which means a person should not be embarrassed to point out his own flaws and point it out before somebody else points it out. Amale dichtiv. When he came to Eliezer, when he went to find the shidduch for Yitzhak Avinu, so he comes to the house of Betuel. Vayomar, what's the first thing he says? Eved Avraham Anochi. He didn't want to give an impression as if he's a prince or something. Right away, he admitted, I'm only an Eved. I'm only a slave of Avraham Avinu. So you see, he admitted it before they even were able to find out. Amale Rabba Bar Mori. How do we know this statement that the people say? Shafir ve'azil bar avza. The avaz, is that the goose? He walks down with his head down. Shafir, like shafir. Ve'enem mit taife. However, his eyes are up. He's constantly looking for food. Well, even though his head is down, his eyes are up. So they learn from over here that what? And just because a person wants to be humble, that should not refrain him from asking people for his needs. Even though the goose is very humble, but he also has his eyes up to search for parnasah. So therefore a person shouldn't be embarrassed. And because he wants to be overly humble, not going to ask people for parnasah, not going to ask people for Torah. No, humility doesn't is not a problem. You can even be humble and still ask. Now she says, "Kilomad, mahmat al vitenuto shel adam lo ye bosh me l'shol davar asarich lo." Right? He shouldn't be embarrassed to ask what he needs. Ben the Torah, ben the parnasah tov, the bavach habo. Let's say somebody owes him money. He shouldn't be embarrassed to go to the guy. Amar edichtiv, because it says by Avigail. Avigail was the wife of Nabal HaKarmi. Nabal HaKarmi was the one that David HaMelech asked for some food when he was in the field, and Nabal did not want to provide any food for David HaMelech. And Avigail came and calmed David down that he shouldn't be angry at a husband. Avigail was a tzaddiket. And the pasuk says, Ve'etiv Hashem Nadoni Ve'zacharta Et amatecha, she came along and said, and you'll. She gave David HaMelech food and provisions and things like that. So it says that.
Lecture mode on.
She prophesied that Nabal is going to die as a result of what he did to David. So then she tells David, and you'll do me a favor. What she really meant is, one day you'll marry me. So even though she was humble, but already her eyes were looking for the future. She was already looking, one day, just like the goose. His head is down, but his eyes are already looking in the future. Where's he going to make parnasah? So she said, Hashem should bless you, and one day you'll repay me. V'zachatat abatecha. That's what happened. Eventually Nabal died, and David HaMelech married Avigail. Look at that, she... Avigail Ketiv. Shaitam mitnabea shiyamut Nabal ba'ala. She prophesied that Nabal was going to die. Ubetok devarea. And in her words, Miramezet le David, she eskir et yofia. Remember her beauty and eventually marry her. Ama le rava le rabba bar mori. Menanam bilta da amre inche. Where do we know this statement that the people say? Shitin techle matye le kacha. There are 60 types of ailments that come on the teeth of a person, dekal havre shama, that he hears his friends eating, velo achal, but he doesn't eat with him. Which means, when a person hears somebody else eating, and the guy doesn't invite him in to eat with him, so that brings a person 60 ailments to his teeth. And she says, tachle avelut, basically it means when people are enjoying and the other guy's on the outside and sees people enjoying, that gives the person hardship. Because it says in the Pasuk over here, now what's the story over here? This is by Natan HaNavi. The whole story over there is Adoniah was the son of David HaMelech. Adoniah was trying to take over the kingship. He went and he started to bring korbanot and he started to call all the kohanim and things like this. They made a party, they were celebrating. So Adoniah was trying to usurp the throne over here. So and the people started to say at the party that Adoniah was making, Yehi HaMelech Adoniah. So Natan HaNavi tells David, Veli ani avdecha, but me, Utsadok HaKohen, and Tzadok the Kohen, we weren't invited to the party. So it sounds like he was suffering because of it. So you see, part of the thing that Natan was saying is, they're enjoying themselves and we didn't get invited to the party. So you see, a person goes through hard times, when the people are having a party and he's not invited, it causes a person great tsa'ar. And she says, Alma, kovela ya alav, shalom zimnu la mishte. He was complaining, how come he wasn't invited to the party? Amar le at amart mehatam, ve'ana amina mehacha, ve'ibi'ea yitzhaka ohela sara immo, ve'tikach et rifka, ve'tilo le'isha ve'yehaveha. Says he took Sarah, Yitzhak, took Rivka into his mother's tent, Sarah, and he took Rivka as a wife, and he became his wife, and he loved her. And finally, Yitzhak was consoled after the death of his mother. But what's the next pasuk say? Vayosef Avraham, vayikach isha ushma keturah. Avraham got remarried as well. Why? When you see somebody enjoying, you want to enjoy also. So Yitzhak got married. So what did Avraham Avinu do? You know what? I'm going to get remarried also. So when somebody else is enjoying, now of course this is Lashem Mitzvah. So you see how Yitzhak Avinu caused the Avraham Avinu got married as well. Yes, according to one opinion. As he says, Vayosef Avraham nitkaneh bi Yitzhak. He got jealous of Yitzhak. It's a mitzvah. Amar leRava leRabba Bar Mori minana milta de amre inche. Where do we know the statement that the people say, Hamra le mare, tibuta le shakye? Hamra over here means wine. The wine to the owner, and the wine to the owner, but you give thanks to the one that pours it. Which means, the way they're explaining it here, let's see that she for a second. Hayayin shel melech hu, v'ashotin oto machsikin tova l'sar ha-mashkim v'lo l'melech. Exactly. Who do you give thanks to? To the waiter. The waiter that pours the wine to you. That's the guy that gets the king paid for the wine. The king's guys made the wine. But the guy that serves it, that's the guy that you give the kavod to, that you give the thanks to. Right? Which means you don't, sometimes you don't give the thanks to the original person. You give it to the one that serves. Amale dichtiv, because the pasuk says when God tells Moshe to appoint Yeshua to become the next leader, v'samachta et yadecha alav, put your hands over Yeshua, le'maran yishme'u kol adat b'nei Yisrael, so the Jewish people will listen. Uchtiv v'Yeshua benun male ruach chokma ki samach Moshe et yadav alav v'yishme'u elav b'nei Yisrael. Which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the wisdom to Yeshua. But the people give the credit to who? Moshe. See, God tells Moshe, put the hand on his head and I'm going to invest in Yeshua with wisdom so the people will listen to him. And what ends up happening? Moshe does it. And the Pasuk says, the people gave the credit to Moshe because it says, Ki Samach Moshe Chadav. But Moshe did it because God told him to do it. You see, sometimes the leader says to do something, and the credit is given to the person that executes. As she says, "Vayismoch et yadav, tala okma v'gedola b'Moshe, ki'inu hu notna liYoshua v'yena ela mepi Hakadosh Baruch Hu." He only did it from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Amar leRava leRava Bar Mori, minana milta da amre inche. Kalba bechafne gelale mibla. A dog in his hunger will swallow rocks, even something that's difficult for him to digest. Dichtiv, the pasuk says, nefesh sevea tavus nofet, venefesh ne'eva kolmar matok la. That means a hungry, satiated person, tavus nofet, he'll trample on something sweet. He can't eat anything anymore. He's full. He'll trample even on something that's sweet. However, nefesh re'eva kol mar matok. Things that are bitter become sweet when a person's hungry. So similarly, a dog, when a person's hungry, he'll eat anything. Even things that normally would not be edible, generally speaking. Amar le'rava le'rava bar mori. Minana milta de amre inche metayel ve azil dikla bisha gabe kina dishrache. Which means the bad palm tree hangs around the fruitless trees. Which means the Rasha chooses his association with Rasha'im. The Rasha hangs around with the Rasha. So the bad tree hangs around the fruitless trees. That's it. So let's get the words there. Metayel ve'azil dikla. Dikla is a palm tree. It hangs around. It walks around. Bisha, a bad one. Kebekina d'shrache. By trees that don't have fruit on it. Amar le davar ze ketuv b'Torah. Shenu b'Nevi'im. U'shesh b'Ketuvim. Utnan b'matnitin v'tarina b'Beraita. This concept that the bad people stay around the bad people, it's written in the Torah, in the Navi, in the Ketuvim, in the Mishnah, and in the Beraita. You have five sources for this item. כתוב בתורה דכתיב, וילך עשיו אל ישמעאל. Right? עשיו goes to ישמעאל to get married. And he marries מחלת בת ישמעאל. שנוי בנביאים דכתיב, ויתלקטו אל יפתח אנשים ריקים ויצאו עמו. עמו, so the Gemara is saying that יפתח also was an Amaris. And therefore יפתח was like a fruitless person. And who joined up with יפתח? יפתח was one of the שופטים. And who did יפתח pair up with? אנשים ריקים, empty people. So you see, same thing. ומשולש בכתובים דכתיב. What does it say in the book of בן סירא? That book that gives you all different types of חוכמה. He lived in the time that the second Beit HaMikdash was בן סירא. It says, כל עוף למינו ישכון ובן אדם לדומה לו. Right. All the birds, they hang around with their own species, just like every man hangs around with people that are similar to him. That means the bed, hang around the bed, and so on and so forth. Tenam b'matnitin, we have a Mishnah in Kelim. Kol ha-mechubar le-tameh, tameh. Kol ha-mechubar le-tahor, tahor. Look at Rashi. Ha-mechubar le-tameh, tameh, b'masekat Kelimi, b'perek tabaat Adam Dektani, Unkeli shel dargash. These are different components of a table. Veshel shulchan temea. Veshel menorat etz tehora. Ze aklal. Hamechobal letame tame letahor tahor. Unkeli amasmer shel matechet. It's a metal nail. That's what it is. Asui kemazleg letot sham behema b'shatav shata. It's a v'tachob bekot. They put this nail in the wall to skin the animals. They put the animal on this nail against the wall and they put the animal on this unkeli and they skin the animal. Kadamim mitamin shchat. If you attach it to something that's wood, wood is not mekabel tumah. Therefore, this metal item becomes like the wooden piece, and therefore it's not kol ha-mechubal tahor. It itself is tahor. However, it's not going to mekabel tumah. However, if you put it on a table that is mekabel tumah, it will be mekabel tumah. Anything that's attached to something that's mekabel tumah, it becomes mekabel tumah. You attach the same item to something that's not mekabel tahor, it becomes tahor. So basically you see the same concept in Mishnah. Tahor hangs with the tahor and tameh makes the tameh. V'tanina, we learned the braita. The braita, Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Lo lechinam halak zerzir etzel orev. Ela mepnei shehu mino. Who's the zerzir? Right, as she says, of tamehu. Right? The zerzir went and hung out with the raven. You know why? Because they're the same thing. That's right. Okay. Amale Rava le Rabba Bar Mori. Minana metadamre inche. How do we know the following statement? Karit havrach velo anach. You called your friend in order to rebuke him on something bad that he did. But he doesn't answer you. Reme gudar rabba shedebe. Take a big wall and drop it on him. Which means, if you attempted to rebuke your friend, and he, purpose on purpose, he's avoiding you, leave him. Leave him in his rishut and push him away. You tried to rebuke him, you did it the right way, doesn't listen to you, get away from the guy. Push him away. That's it. As she says, Karit chavrach lo chicho velo anach. You tried many times to rebuke the guy, doesn't answer you. Dachei gudah kotel apel al kulamad, hanichu v'yepol b'rish'o. Let the guy fall in his rish'ut. Dachau b'yadayim, push him away. Amale, the pasuk says by Yehezkel, when the prophet was rebuking Klal Yisrael, Ya'an tihartich velo tahart mitum'atich. I tried, to purify you from your tumah, lo titari od. Finished. You're not going to get purified anymore until God comes and brings His anger on the person. It means the Prophet tried and tried and tried, but didn't work. So he said he left him. Amalei Rabbah Rabbah Bar Mori Minana Miltadam Leinche Berad Shatit Mineh Lo Tishdei Bekala. The well that you drank water from, do not throw stones in it. Which means something that you benefited from, do not mistreat it. Amalei Dichtiv Lo Titaev Adome Adomi Ki Ahichau Velo Titaev Misri Ki Gerayite Ba'arso. Which means we have to not despise the Egyptian because you lived in his land. Now, if they come to convert, they're permissible. Again, after three generations, we accept them. Why? Even though the Mislim threw the Jewish people in the Yehor, but still, they gave us a place to stay. They took care of Yaakov, they took care of Yosef. So the well that you drank from, do not mistreat it. At Kedekak, we have to be good to the Egyptians when they convert. Because bottom line, they did give us a host. They were our host in Egypt. Amalei Rabbah Rabbah Bar Mori. Minana Matadam Re'inche. I dalit dura dalina. Vi'i lo, lo dalina. Which means, if you help me carry the load, I'll help as well. Vi'i lo, but if you're not going to help the burden, lo dalina, I'm not carrying it myself. Which means, when it comes to taking a risk of some sort, yeah. A person will say, listen, I'm willing to take the risk, somebody else will join me, but I'm not going to take the risk alone. Right? You want me to take the risk of the monetary risk? Join me, you invest also. But you want me to put the money in alone? I'm not putting it in, as she says. Eat, look at the bottom. Eat, dalit, dura, dalina. Im tedlevet, tigbeh, ammasui, ammi, dalina. Dura, masui. It's a load. Mashalu, she'en adam rotzili ikeres b'sakarat hezek mamon. A guy doesn't want to put himself at risk in money. V'ta'at ol davar, ela im kena mishtatif havero emu. Unless he gets a partner that's going to join him. Amalei dikhti v'yomer elea barak. Im telchi emmi, v'alachti. V'im lo telchi emmi, lo elech. Which means, this was referring to the war that the Jewish people were fighting, and Devorah was the prophetess. So Barak ben Avinoam tells Devorah, if you come with me to fight in the war, I will go. But if you don't come with me, I'm not going. So you see, people want... Now, even though Devorah's not going to help him in the war, because she's a lady, what is she going to do over here? And anyway, God said they're going to win. But still, you see, a person doesn't want to go alone. I want to learn a lesson from it.
Yes, this is what I'm saying.
Even if a person is going to do a mitzvah, he can ask somebody to come with him if he believes that there's sakana. Even though he's going for sorech mitzvah, he can take somebody with him. Just like Barak took Devorah. Amar le, Raval Rabba Bar Mori, one more. Benana milta da amri inche. Kadavinan zutre le gabre. When we were young, people treated us as if we were old. Now that we're old, they treat us like we're young. Which means when a person's young, they give him respect. When a person's old, they don't give us the respect anymore. People respect youth. When they respect old age. Look at Rashi on the bottom. Ki avinan zutre legabre. Kesheinu ketanim, einu hashuvim ki gabre. Hashta de kashishna, now that we're old. Except sheizkanenu, hininu shefilim ketinokot. They low like tinokot. Amale me'ikara keti. But the pasuk it says, when the Jewish people were taking, when God was taking them out of Egypt. Vashem olech lefnehem yomam. בעמוד ענן לנחותם הדרך ולילה בעמוד אש להאיר להם ולבסוף כתיב הנה אנוכי שולח מלאך לפניך לשמורך בדרך. Which means in the beginning, what does it say? And Hashem was going in front of the Jewish people. In the day with Amud Anan, and at night with a fire. And then what at the end it says? When Am Yisrael was young, so to speak, when we came out of Egypt, God was with us. And then when already after we were in Mitzrayim, after the sin of the Egel, God says, I'm not going with you anymore, I'm sending an angel to go with you, which means the youth is more beloved than the elder. Just an example that you see that over here, which means last question. Let's read over here what he says there. Kavanai lemash amnu hachamim b'mechilta. It says over here, Amar Rabbi Antonino Samelik Pamim Shalach Shayad Dan al Abima Machshich. But he went onto the pulpit and it was dark. Vayu banav machshichin etzlo. אחד שנפטר מן הבימה, הוא היה נותר את הפנס ומעיל לבניו. והיו גדולי מלכות כלבים אצלו, ואמרו, אני נוטלין את הפנס ונעיל לבניך. והוא אומר להם, לא מפני שאין מי שיטול את הבם נושאים.
God was showing the love of that he had for Bnei Israel, that what? He himself flashed the light for the Jewish people in the Midbar. The Jewish people were young, they just got him a slime, they got the kavod. When they got, after the Chayta Egel, when they aged, now God said, I'm not doing it anymore. He sent the Malach to go bring them into the Midbar.
Last question. After a person that has a lot of nechasim, when you're going after the person that has a lot of wealth, some of the wealth will fall on you. Let's get the words. Tzive mishuch. What's tzive? Some straps? Some thin
chunks of wealth.
Chunks of wealth will fall on you?
Chunks, fat.
It rubs off.
Chunks of fat.
A tzive is fat?
Chunks of fat.
Yeah. Tzive mishuch. Okay. Which means what? If the person stays around a rich guy, some of their wealth will rub off on the guy. Okay. Matar mare nechse tzive mishuch. Amar le dichtiv. Avraham Avinu was very, very wealthy. What does it say after that? Vegam le lot haolechet Avraham hayatzonu bakar ve'ohalim. Lot also cashed in. And what gave all that wealth? Because he hung around Avraham Avinu. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen.